Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Indie Business Radio, where we do your business, your life, your way. I'm your host, Donna Maria, the Chief Executive Indie, and today is Monday, March 26th. It's a few days into the new season of springtime, and I am really enjoying the great weather and the flowers that are starting to bloom, even though they're making me sneeze a little bit. I hope you guys are all enjoying the first few days of spring. As you know, here at Indie Business Radio, we bring you your business, your life, your way. It's all about creating your own type of business so that you can express your passions and create income to support you and your family. And it's a wonderful lifestyle that we talk about here. It's really business as a lifestyle. And to help everyone do that, we have great radio show guests, we have a magazine, we have all kinds of resources to help you. And one of the ones that I'm very excited about is the Indie Business Conference coming up on August 16th, 17th, and 18th in Charlotte, North Carolina. I encourage you to visit IndieBusinessConference.com for more details and to register and check out all the guests that I've collected from all across the country with specific areas of expertise. This is not a cheerleading session, guys. This is real hard-hitting advice and counsel to help you grow your business. And speaking of which, of course, the radio show is always all about that as well. And you all know how I feel about public relations and the incorporation of media outreach into your business so that you can help expand its reach, increase your bottom line, and increase brand awareness. And today's guest is an expert in all of those areas. I'm very excited to introduce you to Shannon Cherry. Shannon is a seasoned public relations expert who has worked in the public relations, marketing, and fundraising fields for more than 15 years. She is now the owner of Cherry Communications. You've got to visit her website at cherrycommunications.com for a lot of reasons. Of course, mainly because she's such a seasoned PR expert, but also because she's got recipes there that you can use to make products using cherries. And it's a really good Cherry's Jubilee recipe there. But I do digress. Shannon received her bachelor's degree in communications from the Southern University of New York and a master's in communications from the University of Memphis. She is a former television and newspaper journalist who has aggressively designed and developed dozens of innovative public relations campaigns for her clients. She's incorporated press releases, trade shows, news releases, and all kinds of media outreach, and one of them is radio, and we're going to talk about that today. Welcome to the show, Shannon.
Hi, Donna Maria. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and I get this Shannon and Cherry, so I called you Shannon. A second ago, because that SH of the CH, a little bit of an alliteration there for me. But Shannon, I love, of course, I hope people do visit your website. There's lots of free resources there. We're going to talk about radio today as a medium for reaching out to the public about your business. But Shannon, I always like to start my show off by asking my guests to share a little bit about their background and their transition from traditional work into being their own boss. And I understand you of course, did that, and you also have a family, right?
That's right. That's right. I transitioned before I had my family, luckily, and that was part of the plan. I worked in a public relations firm that did work for several major national clients. My boss was a jerk, and I really couldn't stand him. I was there 3 months, and my husband said, you can do better than this. You can do it on your own, and we can start a family once you establish your own business. So I took a very similar public relations model that I've learned from other PR places, but made it a virtual company and worked from my home. And then once my business was set up, I had a family, which consists of twin girls, and they're 14 months old today.
14 months, wow. Well, Shannon, I love that you shared that, and I just want to talk about that for a little bit, just because so many of my listeners are women, so many are mothers or women who are thinking about becoming mothers. Tell us just a little bit, if you would, about that decision to specifically start your business before you started your family, because so many women find themselves in a different position. I want to talk just for a minute to those women who have not yet had children about the benefits of doing this before you have kids.
Well, the benefits of this first is you're not panicking. Once you have children, of course, through our minds as mothers, we're always like, oh, we really want to stay at home and be with them and be flexible, have a flexible work schedule so we can spend more time with our children. But odds are if you're waiting till the last minute after you have children and you know you have to go back to a traditional job, it's very hard to establish a business and get it going and making it profitable. So mm-hmm. anyone who is I'm a planner by nature, so anyone who's a planner, this is a great way to start your business, is think about what you want and what your goals are. And that way you can establish a business that'll work for you, you start making some money, and then you can start thinking about having a family. Because once your business is profitable, you can kind of let that run a little bit seamlessly while you're working on your family. And even when I had my children, I ramped down my business for a couple of months, even though I still was in touch with a few clients, and then ramped it up again when I was ready to get back to work. So it makes it a lot easier to have, you know, the lifestyle you want when you plan.
And Shannon, how far before you became pregnant did you start your business?
About 2 to 3 years. I was already doing it part-time, even though I had a full-time job, but then I finally decided to give up the full-time job to this about 2 years ago.
Okay, wow, so a couple of years. Well, that's really great advice, Shannon. Thank you for sharing that. And what is it like having twins and running a business from your home? What is that like, Shannon?
Well, you know, they're all my babies. The business is my baby as well as my girls are my babies. So I treat them all equally, I think. The one piece of advice I have is if you're really serious about business, you need to make childcare an issue. Even though you're working at home, it doesn't mean that you have time to do childcare and work on a business. You mm-hmm. have to give each one of your babies the same amount of time. That means getting someone in to babysit your children. I have actually an au pair that lives in my home with me who takes care of the girls during the day. Even though I'm here, I can see them when I want, I have the freedom and flexibility to get my work done. Because it's that important. You know, if you want to have a successful business, you have to work at it, and you can't have interruptions with children crying or things like, you know, diaper needing change all the time. So what I suggest is even if you can't afford childcare, find a childcare co-op, start one in your neighborhood. There's a lot of other women in business who are in the same predicament. Maybe you can share a babysitter. There's a lot of ways to make that work.
That sounds like you have the best of all worlds, and I'm so excited for you and just really excited that you took time from your busy schedule there to join us today. We're going to talk about using the media and specifically radio, Shannon. I want to tap into your expertise about that area. I think it's sometimes overlooked. Everybody's always talking about being on the Oprah Show or being in, Oprah Magazine or New York Times and things like that. I want to pick your brain about radio. What is it about radio that makes it an attractive medium for small businesses?
Well, first of all, one of the things most people don't know about radio is you don't have to dress up. You can do this out of your home, meaning you don't have to get dressed up, put the makeup on. I mean, even if you're a man, you'll have to put on makeup on if you want to be on television. You could just do this with a phone call, which is easier. The thing that most people also don't know is most radio places, there are 10,000 guests per day that are interviewed on the radio. So radio stations really need to talk to people and interview them, and they're always looking for guests. And that is how Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield, who we all know wrote the Chicken Soup for the Soul, that's how they made their millions, was doing radio.
So their book came out, and then they just peppered the country on every radio show that would have them.
Exactly. When they started peppering it, that's when their sales went through the roof, and that's how they got a publishing contract, because they first self-published. Then they got the publishing contract by doing radio.
So it sounds like for small business owners and moms in particular that radio is especially suited because you can be comfortable and flexible and even in your own home and do a great radio interview without having to put on a lot of makeup.
That's the best part of it. You can, most people, especially, I know a lot of people, I'm on the East Coast, but a lot of people on the West Coast do radio interviews at, 5 or 6 in the morning their time.
Right.
They're still in their pajamas. They're still lying in bed, and they're doing radio, and they're making sales.
Right. Well, of course, I am dressed to the nines this afternoon.
Of course.
But it's funny. Well, that's only because I have a meeting. It's kind of a little joke to have a meeting a little bit later on today, but it is an in-person meeting, by the way, that I kind of have to have a little curl in my hair for. But I think I like that you're saying that, because so many people feel a little bit constrained, a little bit intimidated to think about contacting a magazine, but also, you know, don't, even if they did feel like getting dressed up, may just not be able to fly or take transportation into some place to actually be there in person. So radio sounds like, you know, it's a really, really good option. So let's just say you are a small business, and let's separate this, Shannon, if we could, into businesses that sell products versus businesses that sell services. Are there different kinds of things that those types of businesses need to be aware of when they're trying to get booked on a radio show?
Well, there isn't a major difference, but the one thing you have to know is when people do radio interviews, or any kind of interview for that matter, whether it's newspaper, magazines, television, people aren't talking about products per se. That's an advertisement when you're talking about products or a service. You don't want to kind of push that. What you want to really push is your expertise. If you're selling a beauty product for your skin, perhaps, or whatever you're doing, that is very important to talk about that you're an expert and you're knowledgeable about that. Mm-hmm. That makes a difference. People want to hear about people. They don't want to hear about stuff or even services. So the more you can talk about how it relates to a person,
mm-hmm,
and their issues, the better it will be, the easier it will be to get on the radio.
Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be terribly difficult to find some matches if you do sell health, beauty, and lifestyle products, because so many people need those things, and they affect our lives in an everyday way.
Exactly. Most radio stations, there are three ways about getting attention. Radio people love things that are controversial,
uh-huh,
things that are entertaining, or things that are informative, things that make them say, wow, that's amazing, I didn't know that. And the most talked about topics on radio are sex and relationships, saving money, school violence, corruption, sexual harassment, health and fitness.
Uh-huh.
Hollywood and celebrities, which we all know, sports, making money,
mm-hmm,
travel. But health and fitness is one of the top 10 topics that radio people are looking to talk about.
Well, that certainly is promising. And one of the things that occurs to me as well is you mentioned controversy, entertaining and informative. Controversy, let's talk about that for a second. I would imagine that in today's world where there's so much back and forth and controversy, if you will, about how skincare and beauty products work, do they work, what's in them, what's good about them, anti-aging, blah, 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 I would imagine there's a lot of room for conversation about that on radio today. Do you agree?
Absolutely. And also think of the opposite of that. Like if talk about, you know, liposuction, facelifts, things like that, that people are doing these extreme measures to their bodies to make them perfect. That is another topic that can go back to your health and beauty products, saying, you know, you don't need to go under the knife. You don't, you know, people are going crazy with this. I mean, personally, I just heard of a story idea that for girls' 18th birthdays, their parents are buying them nose jobs.
Oh, I did see something about that on a news magazine.
Exactly. And you could take that complete issue and say, look, I can, you know, we have to teach people how to love themselves and how to take care of themselves.
Mm.
And make that your whole topic.
It's perfect for people selling natural health and beauty products.
Exactly.
So let's talk for a second about what to do next. Let's say that I'm a small business owner, I'm sold on radio, I want to give it a try. I've sort of got my controversy, entertaining kind of idea in my head. Is the next thing I do send out a news release?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
There is a difference between news releases. News releases talk about news.
Okay.
Radio people are looking for guests. They're not looking for news. If you want to send a news release out or a press release out, you know, you're going to send it to a news person. Radio people people are looking for guests. They want to talk. Most of the time, radio people, if you think about when you wake up in the morning, you're listening to the radio, the person you're probably listening to is just what they call a disc jockey or a DJ. They are looking for guests. And to send them news, they're not going to even look at it. They're going to think that's not even for them.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do is send a very different thing, which is called what I call a radio hot guest sheet.
Hot guest sheet.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, what exactly is that?
This is a way, it's a tool, similar. It's like a press release, but a little different, that promotes you as a great guest that they should be talking to and about a great topic.
And so, back for one second to press releases or news releases, are those terms in your mind synonymous, news release and press release?
Yes.
Okay. So the idea is not to say, here's my news release, my great product just came out, it's fantastic, it costs $25 a jar, but to sort of position yourself as in the ability to talk about a particular topic, and then, of course, during the interview, somebody's going to mention your products, because that's part of what qualifies you as sort of the expert or a person of interest on the topic, right?
Exactly. So the first thing you need to do when you're putting together your hot seat is come up with a title of the topic you want to talk about. One of the things for health and beauty, we just talked about it. You don't have to go under the knife to look beautiful.
Right.
Or is Botox a good thing? Or, what is a great, how to have great skin in the summer.
Right. So you're talking about a sizzling title, and we're going to come back after our break and ask you some more questions about how to create a sizzling title, because, you just don't want to have the same thing everybody else has, right?
Exactly.
So we'll come back after our break with Shannon Cherry of Cherry Communications. This is Indie Business Radio. We'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Indie Business Radio. I'm Donna Maria, and we are here talking with PR expert Shannon Cherry of Cherry Communications. I'm sorry, I keep doing that. Cherry Communications. Shannon is here this afternoon to talk with us about how to create a radio hot guest sheet so that you can pitch yourself, so to speak, to be a guest on radio shows. And do join us. We'd love to have you call your question or comment in directly to Shannon. The toll-free number is 800-773-0355. And the people who call in this afternoon and ask a question are going to be sent a copy of one of the best business books I have in my collection. I have a whole stack here. I'll pick some at random and send them to you just for calling in and joining us today. Again, 800-773-0355. Now, Shannon, before we took our break, we were talking about creating a radio hot guest sheet, and you said the first thing to do is, well, number one, don't send a press release, but once you get past that, send a radio hot guest sheet, and the first thing you need to do is to create a hot title for it. How do you do that?
Well, there's a lot of different ways to do that, but the one thing is you have to make it, we went through a whole list about health and beauty and controversial and entertainment and all that. You have to make sure your title sounds hot, meaning it sounds trendy, it sounds hot. I mean, we think that you can relate this to the seasons, which is, makes it a lot easier to come up with hot titles. Like we were just talking about summer. You know, summer, mm-hmm. Spring is coming up. Spring is almost here, but summer is on its way. People are going to start tanning. People are going to start, you know, trying to get their, you know, nails and feet done and all of this stuff. And this is a way that you can leverage your expertise with a season. Now, if you're getting stuck coming up with a title, one, I have some secrets to help you. And the first one actually is using the secret of, and then you fill in the blank, the secret of looking great on the beach without burning.
Mm-hmm.
The secret of having smooth baby skin, the secret mm-hmm. of, you know, summer mm-hmm. makeup application, whatever that is.
Right, right. And secret, of course, is such a hot word these days.
Right.
With that show out there.
That's right. Another way to do this is little-known ways to blank, whatever it is. It's the same idea as the secret, but it's like little-known ways to lose weight quickly and safely.
Mm-hmm.
Little-known ways to, you know, add more fiber to your diet, whatever
okay.
that is.
Okay. Okay.
A third way of doing this would be get rid of whatever problem it is once and for all, or how to get rid of the problem once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
So get rid of that, you know, those laugh lines once and for all.
Mm-hmm. 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 So it sounds like when you do this, you kind of think of a problem that your customers have and write a title that encourages them to solve it by using your products.
Exactly. And one of the easiest ways you can do that to find a problem is when your customers are coming to you to buy your products, find out why they're buying them.
Right. What yeah. problem are you solving for them?
Exactly. You'll know by having the conversation with them why they're buying your product. Maybe they have, I have extremely sensitive skin, so anything that I use has to be absolutely clean of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, you know, that's my problem, that I need to find beauty products and skincare products that won't have me break out in a rash or get
right.
hives. So for me, that's solving that problem once and for all. You know,
mm-hmm.
so think about ways to solve a problem. Those are great ways to get your title going.
Well, that sounds. I love the idea of checking with your customers because it makes it so much more easier for you to come up with something catchy because they do it for you.
Exactly, and that's the best way to do it. Saying, "Why are you here? What would you like to learn about?" The conversations you're having with your customers are the conversations that you can have on the radio.
Right, right. And so once you come up with a catchy title, what is the flesh of the radio hot guest sheet?
Sure, that is pretty easy. First, you're going to want to highlight your credentials. You're going to say, I'm going to talk about this topic, whatever you've decided. Then you're going to highlight your credentials, which means you've created this product, you sell this product, you're an expert on this product, whatever that is, you're going to highlight that. So you're going to be showing that you are the authority on the topic.
Mm-hmm.
You're also going to want to include a very brief bio, meaning maybe no more than 3 sentences that really sells your personality. You
mm-hmm.
want to, the thing with radio is you can't see a person, you can't, you know, you can only hear them. So they want to, they're making a judgment on a piece of paper of what your personality is like. You want to be really out there and say that you're lively, you're fun, you can joke around. It gives people not insight of just who you are and what you do, which is really important. So you get a combination of everything.
Well, and I guess that really is important for radio. Let's stay on that for 1 second.
Sure.
We were talking earlier about how, you know, you don't have to do your hair and you can come in your bunny slippers, but you have to have something else to draw the listeners in, or just like TV, they're going to change the station.
Exactly. I mean, we've all heard radio interviews in our day, or even television interviews, where we have heard the person, blah, 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 they're monotone, they're not exciting. What you want to do is put your personality in there. Even if you're a little shy, that's okay. It doesn't mean that you can't do this. It means you're going to have a conversation one-on-one with a person. Forget there are, you know, thousands of other listeners. You're just going to talk to them one-on-one. and have a good conversation like you would do with any of your friends. And this is your business. Get excited about it. Show your enthusiasm. That makes a huge difference in whether you'll be booked as a guest or not.
Can you offer any tips to help people who may just not be confident in this area but see the potential for radio shows helping them to increase their confidence and of course, grow their businesses too?
Sure.
I mean, for a lot of people, this is a big leap.
Right. And the thing is, this is a big leap. And maybe the first step would be, you know, practice at home. Come up with a few questions and practice your answers. But practice while you're smiling.
Mm-hmm.
If you smile while you're talking, people will feel that. I don't care if they can see it, they will feel it. It's a different attitude than being very serious. Smile, so you're personable. The other thing is start small. There's a lot of internet radio shows out there that are small and they have small listenership. You can use those to practice and sell your product at the same time. It may be a smaller audience, but you can use those to practice your craft until you get it right. After a while, they'll become very easy and very rote for you. But that the first thing is just a little practice. And I, you know, come up with a, maybe even once a day, come up with a new question and think about how you'd answer that and practice it. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, you can do that in the bathtub or while you're cooking dinner.
Exactly, exactly. One of my clients actually is very nervous on the radio, and what she's done is once a day, she writes, at the beginning of the week, she writes a list of questions, of five different questions that someone may potentially ask her. She puts them on post-it notes, and every day, she has a post-it note on her computer. So when she takes a break from what she's doing, she looks up at the computer, reads the question, and answers it.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a healthy dose of creativity and ingenuity fits in here, too, as well. And this is something that anyone can do, right, Shannon?
Anybody can do this. It's not that hard. You just want to be yourself. People don't want to hear someone who's just what they call a talking head in the business. They want to hear from you, because it's all really about you and what you have to offer other people.
Okay, so let's get back to our hot sheet here. We're doing the catchy title. We've done a little bit of about us, a brief bio, and what sort of qualifies us in the area that we're talking about. And then you suggest sort of bullet point tips to give an overview of what you can talk about.
That's right. You know, just give quick bullet point tips of saying, this is what the audience is going to learn from you. They're going to learn how to easily apply sunscreen all over their body without having streaks. They're going to, whatever those little tips are, give them, but make them very brief. Don't give them the whole answer. Give them just the quick answer. Like, they're going to learn A, B, C, and D by the end of this talk.
Okay. Okay. And you don't have to have a whole lot of those. You can just do three of them, and then that's it.
Three is fine. It depends on how long the interview is. So three is fine. I usually say three to five. Any more than that is too long.
Okay. Anything else in there? But of course, your contact information. But is that pretty much how you ended? Here's the tip.
Pretty much. You can also add, if you're very creative, you can add a list of where you've been interviewed previously. If you have, if you haven't, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't even mention that you haven't been interviewed before. Let them make the assumption you have, because if you're putting together a hot sheet, it's obvious that you know what you're doing, and they're going to think that you've already done this. And the only other thing, if you have room in your hot sheet, you could give them a list of possible questions that they can ask you. Now, some interviewers like that, and some interviewers don't. So I always have them in a different document on the back end. If someone needs them, I have them already available that they can just go and ask these questions. And these are the questions you're practicing anyway, so it makes it very easy for you to do an interview.
Now, Shannon, do you recommend sending the list of questions with the Radio Hot guest sheet or as a follow-up if they actually are interested in you?
It depends on the smaller radio station, and I'll tell you in a little while how to find a smaller radio station versus a larger one. They want the questions.
Okay.
Most larger
resources are limited. I guess they don't have a bunch of people around to help them prepare an interview.
Exactly. A smaller radio station may be run by two or three people at most, so they're doing everything. So it's a lot easier for you to hand them over exactly what they need to do the interview, and they don't have to worry about it anymore.
Okay, but for the larger ones, you just want to hit them with this one sheet and then let them follow up and tell you what they need?
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is just fantastic. So we all have our Radio Hot guest sheet done. Now, what do we do with it? How do we find a radio show? Do we? I know I listen to radio shows on the radio, and I go, you know, that's a great show. I'd love to be a guest on that show. Obviously, that's one way to do it, but how can we be more specific and, I guess, less random than that when we try to find fits for us?
Well, the first thing you have to do is think about who your target market is.
Okay.
And that's really important because every radio station, just like every other media outlet, every like magazine has a target market. Every radio station has one too, and you need to find those out. So if you're looking just and start locally, that's an easy way. If you're start locally and start looking around and start listening. If you're doing health and beauty products, I would highly doubt a heavy metal station is going to be interested in your in what you have to talk about. It's just
right.
They're mostly men. They're mostly younger men. They probably aren't going to be interested in health and beauty products.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So think about who you're, once again, who you're selling your products to, who you're selling it yourself to, and once you figure that part out, then you can even ask those people, what do they listen to on
okay.
the radio?
Okay.
It's a great way to find out exactly who your target customer is listening, you know, what they're listening to. Same mm-hmm. with magazines and everything. You can use that for magazines and newspapers as well, by the way. Ask your customers what
mm-hmm.
they're already doing.
And then once you identify some shows, Shannon, how do you know who to send your guest sheet to?
This is important. You're not going to send it most likely to the host, the person who's doing the interview. 9 times out of 10, you send it to the person, the radio show's producer.
Okay.
They're the ones who make a lot of these decisions. Now, there are some radio show hosts who are also the producer. So you might be sending it to the same person, you know, it might be the same person, but a lot of times it's not. A lot of times the producer does their own, you know, is the person responsible.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they go into team meetings with the DJs or the host of the show, but a lot of times they're making the decisions on who's going to be interviewed and why.
Okay, so the host of the show may actually never even hear about it. You have to get past the producer usually first.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay. So you have to find out who that is. How do you do that? Do you call up the station and ask, or I guess
yep.
maybe you could even go on the Internet and find out.
Go on the Internet and find out, but Internet, especially in radio Internet websites aren't updated that often.
Okay.
It's a very strange thing about radio. There's a lot of other sites that update a lot, but when it comes to radio, I see a lot of radio stations not updating their websites. So whatever you're seeing on there may not be accurate. So I would definitely pick up the phone and make the call.
And then that way, I guess you can assure yourself that even if you did find them on the Internet, if the information isn't wrong, if the information is not accurate, then you get the right stuff. Wow.
Exactly. And you can also find out by calling, do they prefer email? Do they prefer it fax? Do they prefer it mailed to them? Because preference makes a difference as well of getting noticed. So if you
right.
when you're making that phone call, ask that one simple question, it'll be a lot easier for you to reach out to the right person and get your stuff noticed.
Okay, well, this is really great, Shannon. We're coming up on the time for our last break. We are here today on Indie Business Radio, where we do your business, your life, your way. We're talking to Shannon Cherry of Cherry Communications, and she's sharing some great tips for us on how to get ourselves booked on radio shows. And when we come back from this break, we are going to talk with her about how to choose some smaller radio stations to get our feet wet on this idea. Shannon, we're going to come back with you in just a few minutes. This is Indie Business Radio. Donna Maria, we'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. and prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Indie Business Radio. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and if you are just joining us, you want to make sure that you go to indiebeauty.com and click on the radio link so that you can listen to the first two segments of this show. It has been fantastic. My guest today, Shannon Cherry of Cherry Communications, has literally walked us through the creation of what's called a Radio Hot Guest Sheet, so that we can pitch ourselves to radio shows and get featured as a guest on the show. Shannon, this has been really wonderful. And we've talked about how to create the sheet, what the sheet should contain, and we're going to spend the last segment of the show today talking about choosing radio stations, large stations, small stations. How do you choose a station, of the two different sizes, and what sorts of things should you look for, Shannon?
Sure. Big radio stations that have millions of listeners are really tough to get on, and maybe not even worth the person's effort. I mean, you can do it, but they like the controversy. I mean, okay. Big time controversy and celebrity name dropping. So if you're someone who's developed like an aromatherapy product that Demi Moore is using, go ahead and start talking to them about it, because they're interested in, you know, what kind of underwear does she use and all of that kind of thing. But you know what? They probably aren't going to be your target market either.
Uh-huh.
So the first thing you have to do is find the radio stations in your target market. And a lot of times they're the smaller ones, and
uh-huh.
that makes life a lot easier. Mm-hmm. With bigger ones, they actually have people who are called host contacts, and they're usually interns. And so if they're not into what you're talking about, they'll just tune you out, and you'll never see the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
So using a smaller radio is a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about how to find the smaller radio stations a little bit.
Right.
Yahoo, believe it or not, has a list of hundreds of thousands of media outlets right on their website. So you can actually go to yahoo.com and find the media outlets that way.
Okay.
That's a great way to do that. So you can start looking that way to find radio stations. And then go and look at their websites to see if it matches your target market. You certainly don't want to sell, soaps to the farmers network. I mean, they may need soap, but they're probably more talking about, the pigs and the horses they're doing instead of just the needing soaps for themselves
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. So that's the first thing, is start thinking about it that way. Once you start doing that, drilling down, one of the best ways and the easiest way to get on the radio and start practicing is using the Internet. There are thousands of new podcasts out there
mm-hmm.
that would love to talk to people in this industry. Either,
mm-hmm.
If you're a work-at-home mom, there's Work-at-Home Mom Talk Radio. If there's the Green Radio now. There's all these places that you can
right.
easily find places to talk about your product.
Right. It sounds like this is a great time to try and be involved as a radio guest, because there are so many outlets. There's just a proliferation of them all over the place. And when you start small, you can build up from there, and the sky's the limit.
Exactly. You can also do a Google search. Say, if you want to target work-at-home moms, if that's your target market who sells
mm-hmm.
your things, type in work-at-home moms and the word radio and see what comes up.
Mm-hmm.
If you have people with sensitive skin, type in, health products, sensitive skin, radio. You never know what's going to come up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It seems so simple. Let me think. I'm thinking to myself about doing this, and I'm thinking, it's not hard, but it takes a lot of time.
Exactly. And that's actually what public relations is all about. I will never claim that public relations is rocket science, because it's not. if you can write a little bit, if you know how to, you know what the media wants and find that out, it's all about taking the time and doing it right. It's not an expense. The expense is with your time.
Mm-hmm. And so I would imagine that when you start out, it takes a lot more time. When you kind of get used to it, you can kind of put it on automatic, and as long as you follow up on your outreach, you kind of can eliminate,
exactly.
You know, lower the amount of time just by the experience of doing it yourself.
There's an old adage in the advertising marketing world that says if you're starting a new business, you need to be marketing 50% of the time. And part of marketing would include public relations, and part of public relations would include this radio stuff. I mean, marketing's a whole, you know, big, wide thing, but you should be doing that 50% of the time. Once you start getting business and building it, it should be always 20% of your time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have, if you're working 5 days a week, that's one day a week that you should dedicate to marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a huge, believe me, and I know this personally, even though I don't sell a product, I sell services mostly.
Mm-hmm.
When I started my business, the biggest mistake I made, and here I am, a marketer, wasn't
mm-hmm.
to market my business. I wasn't.
Well, you know, the cobbler's kids always get the shoes last.
Exactly. I wasn't spending the time marketing my own business. Once I said, okay, I need to spend 20% of my time marketing my business, the
mm-hmm.
business came.
Business started to grow. So speaking of publicists and the amount of time that this takes, Shannon, if someone did want to engage the services of a publicist because they didn't have time to do this themselves, where would they start looking? How do you find somebody to do this kind of work? And then also, do you do it?
Well, first, of course I do it. But the best way to find somebody is I encourage networking when it comes to finding a public relations person.
Mm-hmm.
If you want someone who's going to understand your product and you someone that you trust, because public relations is one of those things, it's about me taking time away, you know, I'm taking time from you to do something. So you need to trust that that person is actually using the money you're spending and their time wisely for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really important. So networking and asking other people who they use, going to networking meetings and finding out who, you know, good local publicists are a great way to get started if
mm-hmm.
you're looking for your own PR person.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they can contact me as well, but the best thing is I don't even start working for somebody until I really know who they are and what they're doing. So they feel comfortable with me,
mm-hmm.
and they know me, and they can trust me, and that's
mm-hmm.
important to me.
Okay, and we can find you and all the services that you offer at cherrycommunications.com.
That's right.
And do you have another website? Is there a blog somewhere that I saw?
I have a couple of websites. One is Be Heard Solutions, which is a more of the for people who want to do it themselves. And it also lists all my prices right on there. The Be Heard Solutions actually has e-books of how to write news releases, how to write this radio hot guest sheet. They're all there, $10, quick and easy. You can get the stuff. And then I also have a blog called mommy-inc.com.
Now, what's that all about?
That started when I had my girls, and a lot of people were asking me about advice of how do I balance it all, which I actually don't believe in balance because it's an if you look at this, if you think balance is like two scales, like the scales of justice, and they have to be equal, it doesn't work like that ever. So I don't believe in balance, but it was more about how I get it done. So on Mondays, I talk about how to save money. Because mm-hmm. when you are starting your business and when you are working at home, yes, I make a pretty good living, but there are ways I still save money from when I first started out. So share those. On Tuesdays, I talk about marketing tips. On Wednesdays, it's all about making food. It's all about making meals that you can make a couple of one time and freeze part of it and use it for another meal another day.
So is this in blog form? And
in
you
blog
change
form.
The topic every day?
Different topic every day.
Okay, and then what if we wanted to get like someone like you to, well, what if we wanted to ask you, for example, to prepare this one-page radio hot guest sheet for us? Is there a price for that?
There is a price for that. If you go to BeHeardSolutions.com and click on publicity program, there's all sorts of different price ranges for different things, whether you want me to create the hot guest sheet and send it out, and then you do the follow-up. There's different levels that they can choose.
Okay, I was just listening to myself ask that question, Shannon. Is there a price for that? Duh. No. I don't know why I asked the question that way. Of course there's a price for it. And as there should be, because it sounds like the value of having something like this is, it's timeless. You can use it over and over again, and then you can update it when something updates, but you already have the form there, so the amount of time you need to update it is minimal.
And I don't believe in reinventing the wheel either. This hot guest sheet is very easily converted into a speaker's one, what they call a speaker's one sheet. So if you wanted to go and speak about your expertise to different groups to sell your product, this, you can easily convert this and send these to organizations to become a speaker for them as well.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds really fantastic. And the thing I love the most about it, Shannon, is it's so user-friendly. So thank you so much for joining us today and sharing this information. I want to encourage you all to visit Shannon's websites, starting with cherrycommunications.com and then Be Heard Solutions, where you can download some of these ebooks and even your own template and format for creating your radio hot guest sheet if you're more of a do-it-yourselfer. And then also Mommy-Inc., where you can get some of, sounds like Shannon's lifestyle tips are there in her blog. Thanks so much for joining us today, Shannon. I really appreciate it. You've been a wealth of information for my listeners, and it's a really great start for people looking to use radio as a way to reach more people.
Great. This was a lot of fun. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. And you guys, we've got some great shows coming up for you over the course of the next several weeks. I have planned them all. On April the 2nd, Rebecca Lampersky is going to be here. She's the author of Full Bloom, Planting the Seeds for Your Future. This is a great book authored by a gardener who correlates planning your business with planning your garden. And she's going to talk with us and offer some tips that she has developed over her years of experience through her love of gardening and life stories. She's going to take us through some gardening analogies and the process to design, cultivate, and maintain the life of your dreams. On April 9th, how timely is this? We've got Tom O'Connor, a CPA, who's going to give us some last-minute tax filing tips. It's always time to get ready, never too late to get those taxes ready. And by April 9th, you're going to need some tips if you haven't done it yet. So you can join me on that day for that. I'm going to be looking forward to having you guys on the next couple of weeks and beyond. I've got some great shows coming up. If you miss any of them, remember that you can listen to them in streaming audio and even download them at indiebeauty.com. Click on the radio link, and they're all right there. Also, I hope to see you at the Indie Business Conference in August in Charlotte, North Carolina. Visit indiebusinessconference.com for more information. Well, it's been great to have you with me here today, and also with Shannon Cherry of Cherry Communications. I hope you'll visit her website, get some more tips and tricks for creating your own media strategy and outreach. Until next week, this is Donna Maria signing off on Indie Business Radio, where we do your business, your life, your way. See you next week.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.